KSRN News, I'm John Scott. As Russian tanks enter the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka, several U.S. lawmakers are shifting away from helping to finance the Ukrainian war effort. Correspondent Jennifer King with more on the story.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators.
Some Republican lawmakers, like Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and J.D. Vance of Ohio, are saying Putin cannot be stopped, so there's no point in using American taxpayer dollars against him.
We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing there? Not how we feel about it.
Jennifer King, Washington.
A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels damaged a Belize flagship traveling through the Bab el-Mandab Strait that connects the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, forcing the crew to abandon that ship. Also at SRNews.com, President Biden suggesting the possibility of a sit-down meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the report.
Last week, the White House rejected the idea of the president meeting with the speaker, saying there is nothing to negotiate when it comes to foreign aid. But now Mr. Biden says he'd be happy to meet with him if he has anything to say. Speaker Johnson has suggested the House will not vote on a bipartisan Senate bill that includes emergency funding for Ukraine. The president says it's shocking the way House Republicans are walking away from the threat of Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A shooting at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis has killed one woman and wounded five other victims. Investigators believe an altercation between two groups of people at the restaurant escalated into gunfire. There were no immediate arrests after this shooting, as police are continuing to investigate. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders say there's a lot of work to be done now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Popular pastor Greg Laurie calling on churches to win hearts and minds one woman at a time.
In our church, for instance, if a young woman finds herself pregnant outside of marriage, of course, we encourage her to carry the child to term and either raise the child herself or put the little one up for adoption. And we have a support system where we're going to be there for her with all the things she's going to need in life.
He leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
I just think this is something that the church can step into the space and be a real light. And I think there's a place for, you know, dealing with this in the political system and with laws. But ultimately, it's a decision of these women.
Lori says the goal is to create a pro-life mindset in America. This is SRN News. An American has admitted to attacking two U.S. tourists and killing one of them at a famous German tourist destination.
The 31-year-old defendant admitted to charges of murder and rape after he allegedly pushed two U.S. women down a ravine. One of the women died following the attack near Germany's Neuschwanstein Castle last year. Mobile phone footage of the man being arrested on the day of the attack in June showed two German officers escorting him away. The defendant is charged with murder, rape with fatal consequences, attempted murder, and possession of child pornography. Murder charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison in Germany. I'm Karen Shamas.
Tourists planning to visit the Eiffel Tower are warned of disruptions on its website in December. The Eiffel Tower was closed to visitors for an entire day during Christmas and New Year's holidays because of a strike by employees over contract negotiations. More details at SRNnews.com.